been in this mood before. I saw myself gazing at a picture void of purity. Obviously, my mind strayed away from excellent things spoken of and lost guide of my recent intentions and carried away by my selfish desires. Now, does it mean I am bad or I am not good? Does this experience mean I'm foolish? I don't know for sure. And maybe you could tell me what happened to me in those few seconds of beholding the picture. Who can bring me into that land I imagined? Because I cannot stay on that thought. I think I'm unstable. And once upon a time, a man told me that it is difficult to believe he can make $1 million, while it is easier to make one. I hope this difficulty has not become the calculus of my early days. My mind is painful, really, but I thought I am born again. How can I, the Son of God, I, the representative of God, I, the royal priesthood, still struggle with the thought of an ungodly woman lying with me? Oh, my mind needs the blood of Jesus, I guess. Or I could just go to Jordan and place my mind there and eventually become pure. My mind, why have you forsaken your God and allowed the world become your God? Why have you allowed them use you against me? I have faced depression, I have faced frustration, I have faced, I don't know anymore. If I have to cry, I will, because I have lost my mind to something I cannot let go of. I have an image, but I see a different picture. I look at excellence as a distance, but I hold mediocrity in my hands. My mind is yet to adjust to the reality because it is hard. The virus in my heart has taken depth, and I cannot lie, but to be sincere with you, it is deeper than you think. My mind has sinned and come short. Now I need to go to continue my lamentations before my mind, and keep believing, and keep observing, and keep looking, and keep imagining, and keep until my hands have it, even when I do not see the picture. I hold on till, even when I do not see the picture he wants from me, I will not keep looking at the wrong one.